Pope Benedict is due to make a one-day pastoral visit to Naples tomorrow. During the trip, he will meet with religious leaders from around the world attending the 21st International Interfaith Meeting, sponsored by the St. Egidio community. We go live now to Philippa Hitchin, who's in Naples and has been finding out about the preparations that have been going on in the city ahead of the Pope's arrival. Good evening, Philippa.
Hello, Lydia.
Philippa, what can we say? Naples is famous for the warm welcome of its people. Can you tell us how they're preparing for tomorrow's visit?
Yes, absolutely, Lydia. The city is very busy with last-minute preparations that are going on for these really two key events. First of all, as you said, Pope Benedict's visit here on Sunday, but also the St. Egidio meeting, this annual gathering of religious leaders in the spirit of the first day of prayer for peace in Assisi back in 1986. And many of the rabbis, the imams, the Buddhist monks and the Christian leaders are already arriving in the city. You can see them already wandering around the streets. I've just seen Patriarch Bartholomew, the Orthodox Patriarch of Constantinople. He's already here and has had a press conference. Archbishop Rowan Williams, the Archbishop of Canterbury, is also here. I've just been speaking to him. You can see many of the representatives of these world religions here in what the founder of the St. Egidio community, Andrea Riccardi, calls this capital city of dialogue between different faiths and cultures. There's the usual police presence that surrounds such gatherings, of course. The parts of the city the Pope will be travelling through have been spruced up with posters and banners all welcoming the Pope, and Vatican flags appearing in windows and outside many of the buildings lining his route. It is traditionally, of course, a city known for its warmth, the warm welcome that its people can give. Many people here still remember the incredible welcome that was given to John Paul II when he came here. First he came in 1980 and then again in 1990, and on that last occasion there were 200,000 people in Piazza del Plebiscito singing the rousing Neapolitan song O Sole Mio, and Pope Benedict XVI will make his own way there on Sunday morning for Mass. He'll be welcomed by the Italian Prime Minister, Romano Prodi, by the local authorities and church leaders, but above all by the people here who are looking forward to this visit of Pope Benedict, and really people who are very keen to give him the same kind of welcome.
Now, the church itself in Naples has been preparing in a special way for the Pope, hasn't it?
Yes, that's right. The announcement of this visit was made back in June on the feast of Saints Peter and Paul. And since then, the parishes have been very busy organizing prayer meetings, catechism classes, ways in which they can help people understand the sense of this visit so that it won't just be a one-day event, but it will have real long-term benefits. The parishes have been organizing projects, all sorts of charity projects to help the poor. Children in schools have also been organized around this visit. They've been writing letters. And in fact, a collection of these letters from the children here in Naples to Pope Benedict will be presented to him on Sunday by the Archbishop of the city, Cardinal Crescenzio Sepe. He at the moment is leading a prayer vigil for young people. That's going on in the suburb of Ponticelli. There are up to 12,000 kids there taking part. It's a festive celebration with music and dance. There's also a more solemn side with people recounting their dramatic experiences of life here. A former prostitute, for example, talking about her experience of conversion. There'll be immigrants talking about exploitation and the real difficulties they face trying to find work and to live a decent life. There'll be those talking about their work trying to keep the kids off the streets and away from the temptations of drug addiction and the local mafia, the Camorra, which are so very present here in this city. So those will be the young people who will be keeping really an all-night vigil. Then there'll also be the same young people waiting for the Pope at the harbour on Sunday morning when he arrives, and they'll be lining the route all the way to Piazza del Plebiscito for the Mass in the morning, the highlight really of this visit.
Now briefly, Philippa, we should mention it's not just in Naples, but the churches from all over the Campania region that are taking part in these celebrations.
That's absolutely right. Among the 700 or so concelebrants with Pope Benedict there in Piazza del Plebiscito, there'll be priests and bishops from right across the region. And interestingly, also the St. Egidio meeting, many of the panels will be taking place in the nearby towns, for example, Amalfi, Aversa, Pozzuoli. Many of the interreligious leaders will be visiting these parishes, these towns and villages. So there's a real participation of the whole region, yes.